Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. And you guys know, even in football season, I like to rock. And when my hair is down in the segment, there's business and there's pleasure. This is going to be a pleasure segment, a pleasure cruise, if you will. I came across this band before the words yacht and rock were ever put together. About a decade ago, my buddy Ethan Giffen, shout out Groove Commerce, put together an affair, I think, about a wedding. I don't even know. I think it was in a guy. I don't even know what the hell it was, but Ethan invited me and said, there's this band. They're going to play like 70s music. They're called Yacht Rock Review. And I went down, and there were these strange characters who had hair then, like my hair is now, which is more 70s and in character. Little Van Halen, little Robert Plant, maybe 80s for me right now. But they had shaggy hair, and they played Steely Dan and Hall & Oates and songs we loved, and we danced, and we had the best time ever. And I'm like, that might catch on. This is kind of a cool band. I hope they do well. They were nice guys. We enjoyed each other at the buffet. All these years later, I'm standing in line in Las Vegas to get in to see them. I couldn't even get a ticket in New York 5 weeks ago to see them up on the rooftop. And my wife had to fight to get in up at the Hampton Beach Casino. And they're coming back to Baltimore. And if you have not experienced Yacht Rock Review, I'm thrilled. I'm as thrilled to have you on as I was to have Todd Rundgren or Rick Emmett or any of the rock stars I've had in recent weeks. Nick Nespajani, and I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. These are just the Yacht Rock dudes of Atlanta, GA, and that now have gone on. I've seen you, guy, dude. I've seen you open for Train and REO Speedwagon in Philly. I've seen you at the House of Blues in Vegas. I love your band, and it is a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for doing what you do, which makes my wife so happy.
We love making wives happy. That's our specialty.
Well, yeah, I would say that night in Philadelphia last summer kind of got away from us. I love your band, and I don't know a damn thing about your band other than what I just told you, which is I met you, your bass player, all of you around the buffet at Little Havana a long, long time ago, where I would have to think that a decade later to have you on my radio show and what I've been doing for 35 years. It would and the journey that you've been on from that night at the buffet, you do tell, dude, because like you guys have really made something out of something really interesting.
Our first Yacht Rock show was about 18 years ago, and we have been building it very kind of slowly. Like it seems like we've, shot up to the top, but it's been, baby steps all the way as people have discovered what Yacht Rock is about and what we're about. And it's been fun to be on the ride, for this long. It's been super cool.
Well, even that first night, I don't think anybody even had captain's hats going. Yacht Rock, there's been a lot of debate about this, and I will fully throw myself on the court of public opinion that I save TV shows. Like I haven't watched the Yacht Rock thing yet on I just haven't. I know Steely Dan, F you. By the way, I got my belt buckle collection out here just to let you know. I brought the Steely Dan out
Yeah,
early. I got, yeah, you know, I
nice
mean,
ones.
hey, 19. Even though I'm AM radio, not FM, but. For you with yacht rock and a name and a genre, where's the first time you heard those two words together?
We were getting ready to do a show. This pub had given us every Thursday night to do anything we want in Atlanta. So we were doing like Beatles shows, Led Zeppelin shows. We were doing, Dark Side of the Moon synced up with The Wizard of Oz. We were doing our own music, but doing it with like a soul band and a horn section. We were doing all sorts of different things. And we had this idea to do what at the time we called the dentist office mix. And it was all of these songs. The drummer and I at the time had jobs, part-time jobs at an insurance company. And we used to put on the dentist office mix to annoy the other people in the other cubicles. And it was all these 70s one-hit wonders. And we had this idea, let's do this show of just these songs and see how it goes. And then about a month before the show, we came upon the series Yacht Rock, which had been released, 6, 9 months before, a year before. And we were like, oh, this is what we're doing. It's Yacht Rock. And so we just renamed the show Yacht Rock. And the first one sold out. And the club owner said, you've got to do this again. And so we did. And then he said, you need to do this every Thursday, which we thought was a terrible idea, but we did. And 4 years later, we had been doing it every Thursday and built it up to a point where It was too big to play in a little basement club anymore. So that was kind of the genesis of it. It was all very happenstance, accidental.
Well, so dentist office music, what songs were the first five? Just from the ones that you wanted to learn and play. I mean, what kind of musician were you? Were you an REM Southern rock? Like, what kind of band were you in high school that you thought you were going to be in?
It was very like somewhere in between like power pop and like artsy psychedelic rock, like somewhere in between Weezer and Radiohead, as I would say, where our first band was, YOU. And we had a little bit of success. We were like touring around the country and had songs on a Coca-Cola commercial and on ESPN and all this stuff, but we never really like had made it. And so we were getting to be late 20s and realized we needed to do something else. So we'd all kind of started other jobs, or like I had started law school. Like we were kind of going away from music because we thought we had lost. And then Yacht Rock ended up coming along and pulling us back into music again. But so the first five songs, I would say, were like Biggest Part of Me by
I
Ambrosia.
got that belt buckle. Let's see. I'm just trying to see how many I can get. Go ahead. There's
Yeah.
one. Go ahead. Keep going.
Nice. Baby Come Back by Player, for sure. Brandy by Looking Glass. Certainly Steely Dan. I think the first Steely Dan was probably Peg. And I think at the time we were really into like 10cc, so like Things We Do for Love and things like that. So like our idea of what Yacht Rock was is a little bit different than what the strict definition is, but we've always kind of played on the edges. We've never been fans of a strict definition because that limits the number of songs we can play. We want to play as many different songs as possible, so we embrace a very wide definition of yacht rock.
Did you realize it was a thing? I mean, the night I met, I mean, I brought this up with you before we did the interview. By the way, Nick Nespajani's here. He is with the band Yacht Rock Review. He is the leader of the review, but it's quite a review at this point, and a review that has grown. And I'll get to that in a minute. But that night I met you, I thought this is quite a shtick. And dude, tribute bands were big before people started dying. I'm seeing a Meatloaf tribute band this week, and Meat was a friend of mine from back in my music critic days, and I'm as excited about it as though he were alive. And I'm of that age now where, like, I got to get out and see the Eagles at the Sphere because I've seen them 100 times and we're getting to the end. I mean, Tom Petty, Prince, just all along where we are. Billy Joel, I'm glad I went to the Garden 100 times and saw him. But I love the music. I'm a sports guy, but music still fills my soul much more so than sports does. And hearing these songs, and even that night, I'm like, these guys are on to something, but I never thought I'd see you open a shed with REO Speedwagon and train with 20,000 people. And I didn't ever think that you'd highlight a rooftop in New York that every band in the and I went online. It was $200 to get in to see you guys. I couldn't get near Dewey Beach. I mean, you guys have really turned this into something, but I don't know at what point you believed you could make a living versus, I don't want to say be rock star. I don't want to, but be in a place where maybe you couldn't even have imagined you could take a fun little cover band that was kitschy and fun and awesome and a party, but I don't think you realized it could be a party for this many people.
I mean, it continues to defy expectations and defy the rules of what a band like ours is supposed to do. Like, you're not supposed to be able to open for REO Speedwagon and Train when you're in a quote unquote tribute band. But I think the difference is that we approach these songs as though they were our own. And we sing them and play them with that level of, detail-oriented approach to the music with that level of passion in our performance. And I think that comes across. Like, if you're playing these songs as though they're a joke, then it is a joke. Like, that's not something I would want to be involved in. Like, we play these songs like we wrote them, and like it's the most important thing happening on planet Earth at the moment that we're playing them. And I think that's what makes our band what it is.
Well, and I guess you have to pick songs that you feel that way about, right? I was in a cover band and I didn't want to sing songs I didn't like. You know what I mean? And liking these songs for a lifetime. I mean, all the songs you picked, you knew all the words and the tune and the melody. 20 years ago, and now you're playing them every night. And people, I expect to hear you do. If you don't do Brandy, I'm upset, right? So is my
Of
girlfriend
course.
Brandy, but who watches our cat? Shout out to Brandy, because there aren't a whole lot of Brandys out there, and she's a fine girl, and we want you. But you now, like, that's like going and seeing the Eagles, and they don't play Desperado, right? Like, it's not going to happen for you guys, right?
Right, we've got to do Brandy. We've got to do Heart to Heart by Kenny Loggins. We've got to do Africa by Toto. But the cool thing about our band is because we're not a tribute to just one act, like we can choose 15 different Hall & Oates songs to play on any given night. We can choose 15 different Steely Dan songs to play on any given night. And that kind of keeps it fresh for us and maintains, I always think about surprise and delight people. Like, it's nice to be able to surprise people with what we do still. And I think that's part of the secret of the show is that you know generally what you're going to see, but we can still surprise you in lots of different ways.
Nick Despujani's here. Yacht Rock is at Soundstage on Sunday night. I almost forgot to mention it. Go see them. Go get it. If you can get in, get in. Wear your hat. Lubricated before. Have a good time. Our friends at Curio Wellness have brought me the Tastiness Tour here this time. So eat something good. Come downtown. Support the new Soundstage and support one of my absolute favorite bands, Yacht Rock Revue, whenever they play anywhere around here where we can get in. Hey, dude, how did that New York show go? Tom Dolby's a friend of mine. He played there last summer up on the outdoor deck thing. I like that was the one that I looked at and said, I got to go to New York and see you guys that night. You're having all different kinds of shows and different, I mean, you're having incredible musical experiences, right?
Man, it's wild. Like the feeling up on that rooftop looking out at Lower Manhattan and the Statue of Liberty and the Brooklyn Bridge is behind you. And to have it be sold out and to get to film, we did a PBS special there, which people, I'm not sure if it played in Baltimore, but we did an amazing PBS special there on the rooftop. And to get to have those experiences, as a guy that's older than 40 and have his band still be able to do new and exciting things. Like, that's not super common in the music business. So I'm liking it, loving it every step of the way.
Well, I think for me with the sold out performances and people coming down and having a good time, you said you always have surprises, and maybe it was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, I was out in Las Vegas and you were playing. And it was at the House of Blues. It was a Thursday night. I was out there for some business. And I just walked up, bought a ticket outside for $40 and walked into the theater. And I walked in, you guys were on stage, and I'm like, hey, the band grew. There's like women and singers and things and songs. And do tell that part of the story because I don't really know that part. And I said to my wife, the band grew. And now we've seen you a couple times since you went out on the road last summer with REO and with Train. That's a different part of the ensemble that you can even spread and make it bigger and give it more of a full sound, right?
Yeah, we added Keisha and Courtney. They're a mother and daughter duo. We added them, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, maybe longer than that. We had known Keisha for a while, and she had come from singing with Erykah Badu and Outkast and all these incredible legends. And we linked up with her on a random corporate gig and ended up like becoming fast friends. And she joined up and brought along her daughter, Courtney. Keisha's been out for the last year. She had a brain injury actually. And so she's still out on medical leave, but she's on her way back and we're hoping we can get her back, sometime soon. So right now it's just Courtney, but Courtney adds such an incredible dynamic, to have that female power, that female energy come take the center of the stage and take things in a different direction, just opens up a different part of the Yacht Rock catalog for us. And we've really enjoyed that.
You guys get along better than Hall and Oates do, right? I mean, let me know that, right? I mean,
Thank
here's the
goodness,
narrow part.
yes.
So, yeah, out of character here, just as a fan, aren't you a little bummed about that? I mean, as we get older, I mean, you sing their songs every night. Don't you want to think that Hall and Oates can love each other?
Man, it's too bad. It really is too bad. We've met John a couple of times and gotten to play with John on stage, and he is a sweetheart, and we got along great with him. We'd never met Daryl, but I would hope that someday those guys could come back together because what they created together is historic. And hopefully at some point there will be some positive closure for them.
Well, as a good Southern man here, Nick Nespajani's in Atlanta, Georgia. The REM guys randomly show up at tribute bands, and I know I've had a couple of the tribute band guys on where like Mike Mills has shown up and don't go back to Rockville with him or whatever. It for you, the first time it happened for you, and again, dude, you don't know me from Jack, and I've seen your band 15 times over the last dozen years or so in various places. But when I started following you, you barely had a YouTube video. So I could look you up, like l literally didn't even have a web page, and to find out like where you played, or did these guys play like in the South? Do they go out on weekends for benders and play 3-day weekends? Well, I'll plan a weekend in Charleston, I'll go see them play or whatever. That's where I was with you 10 years ago. And then there became the point where like YouTube and the internet became like the people that you were singing songs for started showing up on stage for you. And then you started throwing this Atlanta party every year, which I quite frankly thought about coming down and being a part of, and still would consider. I like Atlanta. I like the South. I like grits. Give me that part of tribute band and who's here to see us? What? They want to get on stage. They like that we sing their songs. Because some of these bands, and I'm holding Firefall up here. I got some Pablo Cruz. Some of the one-hit wonders. Maybe Daryl Hall doesn't care that you do his music, but I know a lot of the artists have been really pleased that you've kept the spirit of their music alive in some way.
Yeah, we've done Pablo. We've played with Pablo Cruz a couple of times. We actually just earlier this year we were in Louisville during the Derby. We were playing an amphitheater there, and Mike Mills was in town, and he came and sat in and sang the Pina Colada song with us. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing to have like the coolest indie guy come up and sing "Escape" the Pina Colada song. It was epic. But at the very beginning, as this was getting big, we were like, well, what would be even more ridiculous? Oh, if we actually found some of these guys and had them come out on stage with us. And so we started inviting them. And most of them were pretty skeptical at first. They were like, is this a joke? Are these guys making fun of me? Are they going to do my song justice? And as soon as they got, into the rehearsal or onto the stage with us, they quickly realized, who we were and what we were bringing to the table, and their attitudes all changed like that. And a bunch of them have become really good friends. Elliot from Looking Glass, Walter Egan, Robbie Dupree, Peter Beckett from Player. We hang with those guys almost on a yearly basis. They come to a show here or there and sit in. Just earlier this year in Los Angeles, we had Melissa Manchester come sit in for the first time, which was super cool. But it's always an honor and definitely an adrenaline rush. Because you're up there playing a song that you've played a bunch of times, but when it's the voice of Brandy or a Fine Girl and he sings, there's a pole, I can't sing it like he sings it.
Dude,
It's
when I saw
incredible.
Robbie Dupree show up with you guys, I'm like, A, I'm happy he's alive. B, I've loved that song since I bought it on 45 in whatever 1977 or whatever it was, because I'm of that era. I'm 57. I grew up on 45s with all of these bands. I bought the 45s. Some of them I bought the albums. I think you guys should do Nick Gilder, Hot Child in the City. I mean, I think
We've
you.
done we've done it. We've
Oh,
done
okay,
it.
I like. I'm just thinking of other one-hit wonders that I've never heard you do. What am I going to yell at you that you haven't done? Like, seriously, is there a song that you're beating everybody's ass in the band saying, we're going to do this song and you're getting pushed? Because who would push back on any of these songs? They're all appropriate, is the word I would use for Yacht Rock Review.
Nobody pushes back usually. I mean, because I'm usually tending towards songs that are outside the genre that are like massive hits, like Total Eclipse of the Heart or like, random things like that. A lot of times the guys in the band will ask me about singing like the seventh most popular Firefall song or something, that even I'm not familiar with. And I'll have to dial it back and be like, I mean, that's great, but most of the people in the audience aren't going to recognize this song. So we have to always have, there's like a certain level of familiarity that has to be maintained. We
A bit
push
of
the edge a
hit,
little.
right? I mean, it
Yeah,
has, yeah, right, all right.
I mean, we're doing Sexy Eyes right now by Dr. Hook, which is a little bit of a deeper cut, but I think most people know that song, right? Like, I think it's familiar enough.
Well, you got to keep it interesting for yourselves, right? I mean, do you write anything original, or I mean, do you even have time to do any of that?
We do. We just released an album last year called Escape Artist. It's a double album of all our own songs with one cover. We did a ukulele and Courtney vocal cover of Steal Away, but the rest of it is all our own songs, and we're quite proud of it. One of the songs actually that we perform at our show is called Tropical Illusion, and we wrote it with Elliot Lurie from Looking Glass, the guy that wrote Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. We were on a gig together, and he said, "Hey man, we should do a song together," and we did, and it ended up being this like total kind of stoner beach jam called Tropical Illusion, and it's really fun to play. The audience really reacts nicely to it.
Well, I'll react nicely to it on Sunday night when you guys come into my hometown of Baltimore. What do you remember about the Ethan Giffen gig from Groove Commerce at Little Havana? Was that a typical gig? It wasn't typical. I mean, like he brought you in from Atlanta for that gig, like as a one. I remember all of this, and I'm like, who are these guys? And I mean, what were you even doing at that point? But you do remember coming to Baltimore and playing a gig, right?
Oh yeah, that was one of our first, one of probably our second or third travel private event that we did. And that was at the point where, the other singer Peter and I were still driving the van. Like we didn't have any crew at all. It was just the band, and we were bringing our own stuff and loading it all in and setting it up and running our own sound and all of that. I mean, that was very, very early days. But I remember connecting with Ethan, and he's always been the Baltimore connection. We played Baltimore Soundstage probably 2 or 3 years after that,
I saw
and
you there. That was a sweaty ass night there. I walked out of there wet.
very sweaty. And I remember that one being really good, but we didn't have, it was the time before that that we had Bobby Kimball from Toto singing with us in Baltimore. Were you at that show?
No, I was not at that.
We did a little run of shows with Bobby Kimball, and that was wild. Bobby Kimball was a character. He was a lot of fun.
All right, so the last thing, two last things for you. I am literally flying tomorrow to, by the time people hear this, I will have seen The Who at the Hollywood Bowl
Yeah.
with Joe Perry and Chris Robinson fronting the band. I almost came to Santa Barbara to see you guys play with Kenny Loggins at the Santa Barbara Bowl. There are a couple bucket list places. I'm going to the Celebrity Theater this weekend as well in Phoenix, Arizona, which is a circle theater very reminiscent of the Painters Mill Theater here of where I saw Frankie Valli in 1979, but the Kenny Loggins run for you, we haven't even mentioned that, and I need to mention that because I mean, you guys have just done some really special shit, man. Like I mean, just it, from any, I know people in real bands that travel the world for 40 years. You've had some amazing experiences come upon you, but being able to go out and run around with Kenny Loggins for a couple weeks and play some gigs, I mean, I feel bad I didn't get to Wolf Trap that night to see you guys. I really do.
Oh man, the Kenny Loggins tour that summer was incredible. That last show at the Santa Barbara Bowl, where not only did we get to open for Kenny Loggins at this epic venue, but you're hanging out backstage and it's Michael McDonald and Alan Parsons and Kevin Bacon and Jeff Bridges. And I mean, it was just like celebrity insanity. It was so nuts. I'll never forget that night. It was crazy.
Well, this looks like a great venue to see, anything in. So I'm a venue guy at this point. I don't want to see anything else in hockey rinks or football or baseball stadiums. Nick Despejani's your last thing for you. Yacht Rock video movie, HBO doc, worth it or not? I haven't seen it yet. It has your namesake as a part of it, and loving the music. Everybody tells me you got to see it. I can't believe you haven't seen it. I'm like, I heard about the part about the end where the hang up and the Steely Dan thing, but this music's here to stay, and you guys have you bring joy to people, and you'll be doing that to my wife on Sunday night. I would think the doc's well worth my time, right?
It's a good film. You should see it. We make a little cameo in it. There's not a lot of talk of the revival of Yacht Rock, but I've got a little line in there, and glad to be a small part of the story, you know?
Well, I hope you keep this going and keep your voice, keep the band together, get everybody healthy and back in the band. We'll be out here supporting you. My wife has her cap. She's having it laundered improperly. She's getting herself all ready up, and we'll be properly lubricated. Downtown, we get a couple drinks, soundstage, new space. It's going to be fantastic. Yacht Rock review on Sunday night. Nick, thanks for making some time for me, man. I've been a fan for a long, long time. We'll be out rocking with you guys this week.
Anytime, let's party.
You got it. Nick Despejani here from the great, great band Yacht Rock Review. If you're unfamiliar with them, familiarize yourself with them and go see them because it's always a different show and we mix it up and we have a good time. You don't have to have hair like mine to have a good time. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore sports, music, Baltimore positive. and yacht rock, which I love, puts me in a good mood.